What I want to preach on tonight is God wants to protect us. He wants to protect us and from all the things of this world. And let me tell you, there's a lot of bad things out in this world. And there's a lot of things going on that's anti-Christian. And we need protection. We cannot protect ourselves. We need the Lord to protect us. And the Lord says, I will protect you. I will protect you. But the thing is, we have to follow His formula. We got to follow His, I sometimes call it recipe. You know, when you bake a cake, a chocolate cake, you don't put onions in it. Right? You don't put vinegar in it. You follow the recipe, and when you follow the recipe or formula, you get chocolate cake. And that's the same for God. God wants to protect us, but we got to follow it His way, and He will protect us. And so in Proverbs chapter 2, we have a description of His protection, and it describes it. In Proverbs chapter 2, in verse number 6 and 7 and 8, we have this description of His protection. It says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of the judgment and preserveth the way of His saints. And here we have a description of protection, and it's called the buckler. But first we want to just go back and see how God wants us to follow Him. And in Proverbs chapter 1, we find here the beginning of His formula in chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And you'll see how that this is the start of following His formula, and then we'll have protection. And it's just a beginner's. And so it's more of a desire. He wants us to desire. And what does He want us to desire? It says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge, and discretion. And so here we have right off the bat that God wants us to have understanding. He wants us to have instruction. He wants us to have wisdom and justice and judgment and equity. He wants us. But first, we have to follow His formula. And the first thing we need to do is have a desire. We need to have a desire to want what God's saying He has for us. We have a little dog named Biscuit at home, and she likes to dance, and I like seeing her dance all the time. And so I'll have a little cracker or something like that, and I'll hold it in front of her, and then she'll start dancing, and my wife says, you spoil that dog too much. But one of the things I do is just before she gets that cracker, I pull it away because I want to see her dance some more. And then I'll do it again, and she'll do circles and I kind of sing when she's dancing and stuff like that. And my wife says I'm kind of crazy, but oh well. And then when she wants again, I pull it away. But God's not that way. God wants us to have what He has, and He's not going to pull it away like I would do that little dog. It's there for us. It's for us, but we need to have a desire. And then we have here in chapter 2, the next part of the formula. In chapter 2, verse 1, and I like these words, it says, my son. We are sons and daughters of God. So that means it's personal. He wants us to have it. But first we have to have a desire. And then it gets more intense. It says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou shalt incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Then this is the third one. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice to understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest her as for hidden treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And so it just gets more intense and more intense as we have a desire, and then we need to cry for it. We need to lift up our voice and seek her and search us out. And then If we do that, here's the results. He's going to give us wisdom. He's going his mouth cometh knowledge, and he layeth up sound wisdom. And then it says, and then in the midst of all this, it says that he is going to be a buckler to them. Now, I searched this out because it was very interesting to me, is what is a buckler? And a buckler is a shield. And the Bible says that if we have a desire and we seek out what he wants for us, he says he's going to be a shield to us. He's going to be a shield to us. And that is the word for, and it's for protection. It's protection. And by the way, we need protection because the devil is a dirty, rotten liar. And he hates us. And he's going to do whatever it takes to deceive us. And we need to have protection from God. We need it. We desperately need it. And so it talks about protection. And the devil, he's a liar and he's a cheat. And he'll try to rob and do whatever it takes to take away your testimony. He can't take away our salvation, but he can take away our testimony. And it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 14 and 15, it says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." And so we have here that Satan himself can be appear as an angel of light. And that's why we need protection. And because the Bible says that he fires fiery darts at us. And we need to have protection from that. Because he does not like what's happening in New Testament Baptist Church in Hamilton. He does not like what's happening in Whosoever Baptist Church in St. Lucia. He doesn't like for this man being saved just 2 weeks ago. He doesn't like that. And so, but we need to have desire because he wants to destroy us. And he's going to trip us up and do whatever possibly he can to do that. And we need protection. And God is the only one that can protect us. But we need to have to follow his formula, just like that chocolate cake. You know, we got to put the right things in it to get good chocolate cake. And it's the same as us as Christians. We need to follow his direction. And so we talk about the shield. But what I want to let me get a drink of water. What I want to talk to you is more than just a shield. A shield is for when the protection from afar, when the fiery darts come, when they fling something at you, when the devil does that, we can protect us from afar. But that shield, that word buckler just doesn't mean a big shield. It also means there's another meaning to it. And in Psalms chapter 35, verse 2, it says, "Take hold of the shield and buckler, stand up for my help." And then also in Psalms 91, verse 4, it says, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust his truth, and shalt be thy shield and buckler." So we see that yes, it means a shield, and it's supposed to protect us from far off, but it also is a buckler. So it's a different shield. And this shield is only about 18 inches wide. And this shield was meant to use on the warrior's arm, right here. And what that buckler was is for protection when the enemy gets up close, when that enemy has broken through the big shields and the soldiers, and now he's in hand-to-hand combat. And it says that this buckler is there to protect from those blows from the enemy. And what I say to you, God wants to protect us like that. He wants to protect us when things are far off and with that big shield. But the Lord is there to protect us when things come up close and personal. You know? And let me tell you, living in this world, things, the enemy gets up personal and close to you. And the Lord says, "I will be your buckler," means that I will be there when things are going wrong in your life and things are having given you trouble. You can depend on him to be your buckler, to protect you from those blows from the enemy when it comes up personal. You know, we have a man in our church, Tim Tudhope, and he's sick. But I know if I could talk to him, he's trusting in the Lord. He's trusting the Lord. Phil Smith almost cut his hand off. But I know if I talk to him, he's trusting in the Lord and he's protecting him. You say, well, Pastor, that's not protection. That's not protection. But in Isaiah 55, it says that God will protect, or his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Means that he's going to protect us his way. We need to depend on him to protect us his way. And so it's up and personal. And when it gets up and personal. But the last one I want to look at is how that, the character of the buckler. The character of the buckler. It says in Ephesians, it says the shield of faith. Where do we put our faith in? The shield of my own protection or my own faith in myself? The world says that a lot. But that's not what it means. It means the faith of God. God is our shield. God is our buckler when it gets up and personal. But I want to show you what the character is that is behind a buckler. And I want to show you how God so desperately wants to protect you and help you in this day and age. At your workplace, or for me on the mission field. And let me tell you, I get a lot of calls, get a lot of name calling. I've been called the white devil from Africa. I've been called the white N-word. I've been called a soothsayer. I've been called everything under the sun. But you know what? Nothing. I don't care what they call me. I'm there for a purpose. And I know I have a protector, and his name is God. And if I will follow his formula, he's going to protect me his way. And so what I want to do is look in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. And it gives here a description of the men that used a buckler. And I want to show you what God is like for us when we have his faith, the buckler of his faith. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 8, talks about David and these men, these Gadites that protected David. And we read here, it says, And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the hold of the wildness men of might, men of war fit for the battle, that could handle the shield and the buckler. Look at this. Whose faces were like faces of lions and were swift as roes upon mountains. And I want to see the character that these men were that used the buckler and shield. It says that they were wild men and that they had faces as lions and they were swift as deers going up a mountain. And showing the protection that David had. And it says that they used the buckler to protect David. Listen to me. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7, we have that word buckler. And I want to show you that because we have faith in God and he is our buckler, it says that God, it just shows the importance of how God, much God wants to protect us. It talks about that these guys were just fierce. And God can be that for you. He wants to be that for you. He wants to be fierce to protect you. He wants to help us walk in this world and protect us and protect us from all different things that the world has to combat against us. Yeah? And so I just wanted to show you the importance of how much God wants to protect us. I mean, he desperately wants to do that. But the problem is, we got to stick to his formula. And I think that's what we have a problem in our Christian life, in our churches, is that, yes, we're Christians, but we're not following his formula. And because we're not following his formula, we're not getting the protection that God wants us to have. Yeah? How can these Christians in Hebrews chapter 11, how can these Christians face lions and be sawn asunder and be wandering in the wilderness in sheep's clothing and caves and all these other guys in Hebrews chapter 11, Abraham and Isaac and Moses, and how can they all do that? Because they're following God's formula, and God was protecting them his way. And so tonight, I just want to show you the importance of the protection that God has for each one of us. It's what I like here, where it says right here in Proverbs chapter 2. It says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7 at the beginning, he layeth up sound wisdom. Layeth up. I don't know. But in the old days, we didn't have credit cards and debit cards and all that stuff. What we had is the layaway plan. You remember that? Anybody remember the layaway plan? And so you would go and you put a bit of money down and they take it off the shelves and put it in the back room. And each month you pay it. And sometimes it just seems like forever. But one day you pair it off and it's yours. And so the Bible is teaching us that he's laid it up. Means that it's laid there. God has a spot. He has wisdom and discretion and understanding and everything that you want. And it's there for you. It's laid away. But it's up to you to start putting payment on it. And trusting God. And it's laid away for you. It's there for you. Everyone. I don't care if you've been saved for 2 weeks. Brother? How? 2 days. Amen. 43 years. 43 years I've been saved. But the Lord's laid it away for us, each one of us. He has a specific layaway plan for each one of us. We just need to follow his formula, and he's going to protect us his way. And so I just want to encourage everyone here tonight, just stay with what God wants each one of us to do in life. We are all different. You know, not everyone's going to come to St. Lucia to be missionaries. Not everyone is called to be missionaries, but they are called to be church members, faithful church members, faithful in doing what God has for you. Pastor McLean is just a pastor of the church. He needs everybody involved. Everybody needs to be involved. And God will help you, and he'll be with you. You know what? I was a layman in my church back home at Faithway. I was just a layman. I mean, I shouldn't say just a layman. I was a layman. Drove the church bus, did whatever the pastor asked me to do. But you know what? We just need to be faithful. And God's not going to call everyone to the mission field. Now, God's not going to call everybody to be a pastor or anything like that. But God has called everyone to be faithful. And we need to stick with his formula, and then he will protect us to no end. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Isn't that amazing? Problem with us Christians is that we don't live as conquerors. We live as defeatists, I guess you can say it. I don't know if I made up that word or not, but anyways. But God has so much for us, and he wants to give it to us. All we have to do is to seek him out and follow his formula. And that's all I want to say tonight. You know, just stick with God. Stick with what is right. Stick with what is good, and stick with the Bible. And you need that protection. We need it. Every day we need that protection. Not just a couple of days, and then every day we need it. Every day I need it. Every day, no matter what, we work at a farm or we work at a factory, whatever it is, we need his protection. And so I just want to say thank you again for letting us come and to be just showing our ministry. And we've asked Pastor McLean many times to come down. But he always has a good excuse, but one day we'll get him. But I encourage you, if you want to see a mission field that's not that far away, it's only 5 hours. That's the same distance to go to British Columbia, which is Canada. And so come down and see us and see what we're doing. And we'll put you to work. We'll work you like rented mules. And so thank you again. Let's close in a word of prayer and just go past this weak vessel and just realize that God wants to protect us, and we just need to stick to his formula. And let's pray.